Here's a thought about the precious print. Years ago, I went to an exhibition at the Art Institute of Chicago, and they were showing some historic prints. I've forgotten now what they were. Maybe P.H. Emerson. I can't remember. But anyway, valuable historic prints. And the gallery had very dim lighting. Well, I can understand that, because light can damage the print. But where it got absurd was hanging over each framed print was a very heavy velvet dark cloth that you had to lift up and hold up off the print so you could see it. Well, of course, it cast a shadow on the print in a dark gallery anyway, so you were trying to view photography in essentially a really dark closet. And you put the velvet cover back, move to the next frame print a few feet down the wall, lift that one up and view it again. And I thought, wow, what a strange thing. But what are we supposed to do? I mean, they're valuable historic artifacts. What do we do when the act of consuming or looking at something destroys it? It's a conundrum that I'm sure all archivists and galleries like the Chicago Art Institute have to struggle with. But it also has something to say about the way we tend to think of photography as a precious print. And wouldn't it make sense to perceive it more as a precious image? I don't know. It's an old debate. I go back and forth and back and forth. I'm a printmaker from way back. I love prints. I produce prints. I want my prints to be archival. I want them to last forever. But of course, they won't. On the other hand, I also recognize that print is a medium that is, A, going to be destroyed eventually by the ravages of time, B, destroyed by the very process of looking at it, unless we look at it under the most careful conditions of controlled light and no UV radiation and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes right down to it, it's usually the image that excites me, not the print. The print contributes. But if I had to see just an image, how much would I miss? Boy, what a sticky wicket this one is.